Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 49, the verses 8 to 13. Isaiah 49, 8 to 13. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat down on them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan. Shout for joy, you heavens, rejoice, you earth, burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. My theme for reflection is divine promise and participation in restoration. Divine promise and participation in restoration. In Isaiah 49:8-13, we find an important message of hope and reassurance amidst the challenges of life. The text reminds us of God's steadfast support and his promises of liberation from captivity to freedom and from despair to joy. It is a passage that inspires hope and illuminates our paths during life's darkest moments. Life often presents us with formidable challenges, health issues, financial pressures, and relational upheavals. In these times, the promise that God will respond in the time of his favor and in the day of salvation offers immense comfort. It reassures us that God hears our pleas and is actively involved in our lives, addressing our deepest needs and fears. The passage invites us to be a covenant for the people, suggesting a role that transcends our personal struggles. This is not just about our own liberation. It is an invitation to become vessels of God's light and agents of his healing power in the world. The imagery of leading captives to freedom and transforming desolate landscapes into flourishing fields illustrates God's desire for the well-being of his people. It portrays his provision and sustenance in even the most unlikely places, like finding pasture on barren hills or being led beside springs of water. My dear friends, by embracing God's promises and participating in his work, we not only receive his blessings, but also spread his grace to others. As we go through life's ups and downs, we hold fast to the assurance that God's favor and help are always with us, transforming our most difficult moments into opportunities for growth and service. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we more fully open ourselves to receive God's promised interventions? This might mean deepening our prayer life, cultivating patience, or maintaining faith amidst trials. Number two, how are we called to live out this promise of restoration and freedom in our community? This could involve supporting those trapped by personal afflictions, fostering community healing, or advocating for justice and peace. Lord God Almighty, in our moments of darkness and difficulty, Remind us of your steadfast promises as revealed in the prophecy of Isaiah. Help us not only to find comfort in your words, but also to act as agents of your kingdom on earth. Guide us from captivity to freedom and empower us to bring about your restoration in every corner of our lives and our world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.